Park Rouse, historian, author, and director of the Virginia Independence Bicentennial Commission, talks about the legacy of Virginia in America's third century, next on Visions of America. Park Rouse, before becoming director of Virginia Independence Bicentennial Commission, wrote many books about Virginia and Tidewater. We asked him what he thinks Virginia will be like in America's third century.
My expectation is that the world of the future must be so much more careful of its use of increasingly rare raw materials that gradually the breadth of life in Virginia and other states will increase, the productive industries will rise in preference to the military expenditures of the past, and that we will belatedly and slowly realize Jefferson's hope for Virginia in the book he wrote, Notes on Virginia, that America would be a country that stayed away from war, and unlike the European nations of his day, would be able to devote its constructive energies toward the increase of living standard for everyone rather than to periodic expenditures for war. And I think this is particularly relevant to Virginia because Virginia is very strategically located, much of it right here at the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay, and for that reason, and because of its nearness to the centers of power in America, Washington and Baltimore and New York, we're an important military arsenal, and I think that this gradual, I hope, demilitarization will gradually make available much more of our land and our effort and our industry toward peaceable purposes. I also like to think that many of the somewhat traditionalist ideals of Virginia will gradually spread out. I think already there are signs in America that the more traditionalist, conservative approach toward life, the importance of a rooted society, the importance of an educated society, and the importance of a society that respects law and the teachings of the past, which is the sort of society Virginia has had, will spread as the rest of the country gradually gets some of the age that we have, having been the first of the colonies, and that this will tend to be a conservatizing influence in many ways, and also tend to increase some of the traditionalist emphasis in this country and perhaps in some ways make us more like the English from whom we came in our respect for privacy and our respect for individual rights and our liking for rural things and our attitudes toward human relations, our avoidance of bigness and our feeling that big cities are not the solution to man's problems, and that the decentralization of power and the decentralization of population are both to be sought in this country. And again, I think that what we're trying to do here in Virginia is to turn our people's minds toward the essential ideas of this country, which have been neglected too much in recent years, that we have been moving away from the innately decentralized and federalist structure of early America toward a centralized structure which puts altogether too much power in the hands of a few people in Washington. And since we know that power corrupts, we know that inevitably that kind of government, that kind of society are going to continue to create Watergate problems, and our hope is that the individual county and the individual city and the individual town and the individual state will gradually bring back to themselves a lot of the power that they've ceded over the past two centuries to Washington.
A look at Virginia in the third century of America, from Park Rouse, director of the Virginia Independence Bicentennial Commission, author and historian. For Visions of America, I'm Russ Roberts.